graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's called 20. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Like cutting razor wire, we live on through the night. Night of eternal fire. Oh, I never stop to notice the fire in your head. A burning so consuming. But now I understand. When now I'm falling like Icarus to land. Too late to kill the flame that I fed.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 192 of Suplex City Limits for Sunday, December 16th, 2018. There's so much drama in the IWC, it's kind of hard being Jimmy V. It's your boy, the King of Bong style Jim Vicious, and he's got a pocket full of rubbers, and his homeboys do too. My co-host.
It's that F-U-D-double-G Snoop Tyler Fudge. I don't know, man. Stone Tyler Fudge is more like it, really. It's 8:54 in the morning and I am high. She's so high. See? I'm high.
High enough to sing. He's got a pocket full of rubbers, but we don't plan on using them because we're pull-out pros.
Hey, yeah. Committee you have a motherfucker all the time here.
Jesus.
Not all the time. I've had it once, guys.
Suplex City Limits, available and listening wherever fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like this show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We have 5 designs available. They ship intergalactically. I want to give a shout out to Lance Levine, the Divine One, for rocking a Suplex City Limits tee at the Freelance Wrestling event this weekend.
So wait, Lance Levine went to a wrestling show labeled Freelance.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yes, he did.
I hope you're Freelance. I hope it worked.
He rocked the SCL shirt. Much love there. Also, shout out to Evil Evan rocking a Suplex City Limits shirt on his Impact recap on the Real Wrestling Community Facebook page. That page has a ton of fucking people who follow it.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him for rocking that shirt there, helping spread the love. You can donate also to the show on PayPal, like Deep in Your Snatch, Cody Hatch. He also told me that his wife happened to be nearby and heard me say, "Deep in your snatch, Cody Hatch." Cannot confirm or disconfirm whether she like rolled her eyes at this prospect or not.
I assume that that's probably a thing.
Stay deep in what snatch? You
know? Snatch you deep in, Cody Hatch.
not mine, shit. Or you can donate on our Patreon. Become a producer, get yourself a shout out at the start of the show, like Bad Motherfuckers, Caleb Morganfield, B-Rad Brad, Big Body Sam, Casey, he's not balding, Christopher Spalding, Viva the JD from the Smack It Down podcast. Check out those guys, ever podcasts are found, for a couple of Australians talking shit. Max's Garage, Infamous Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni, Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, and Jumpin' Jeremy Folds. This week on the show, it is a weird Sunday morning show.
It is.
We'll be talking.
We should be at church, but...
Yeah. Oh, shit. We'll be talking Ring of Honor Final Battle. We've got a bunch of New Japan to talk about. We'll preview TLC, Mark Tank, Top 3, news, all kinds of shit. So what do you say? We started off as we always do, sir, with the Top 3.
Suplex
City Limits.
Top 3.
Suplex Suplex City Limits Top 3, our top three matches of the week. All three come courtesy of Ring of Honor Final Battle.
Yeah.
You want to take us through it, sir?
Well, let's start with Jeff Cobb and Adam Page, which, you know, I didn't know anybody could figure out so many ways to catch a guy and throw him. But Jeff Cobb has figured out all the ways. There's no other way that he could figure it out. There's no more throws left to do. There can't be. Like, holy Christ. This is great.
Oh. Yeah, really good. Cobb retains the TV championship here in a match that was, I don't know, the pro wrestling nerds sleeper match for this show. I think we talked about that. We're like, this will be a fucking badass match.
Yeah.
The shooting star off the apron into a suplex. What?
That fucking the flipping clothesline into a tour of the islands. It's like,
yeah,
man.
Two things at play here is Cobb is going to have to be the fucking face of this company moving forward. They also kind of even mentioned that, you know, he's going to carry the load. And then you've got Page, who just how fucking good he is now compared to just what he was Adam Page.
When they announced that he was a part of Bullet Club, when they did, I was like, huh? This fucking guy? And then all of a sudden, fast forward to a year later, and it's like, holy shit.
He's really coming to his own, yeah, man. Hell of a worker, hell of a character. It's good shit, man. Do you see his new shirt, by the way? They all have these animal, the Elite shirts.
No.
It's the Elite. They all have the same like look, and then there's a animal. So the Bucks have a buck, and his is a horse. I don't know what King Omega's is going to be. But
oh, man. Okay, Marty's is a penguin, right?
A penguin?
Is it, what is it?
The raven.
Oh. Same shit. It's a black bird. Fuck it.
Fucking bird. Black.
It's got a beak. Same. Fuck it. It's the same.
Yeah. But yeah, really good match. Cobb. We'll see what happens, man. In a company that doesn't really have any stars left coming this year.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll replenish, I'm sure. They can easily make Brody King a star, in my opinion. Then Jeff Cobb will definitely have to take a huge load, but you still have guys like Jay Lethal. You've got the Briscoes. So, no, I will say that those names are aging. And, you know, you've seen the first match of the night with, what's his name? Eli Isom. There you go. If he changes his name, he could be a good worker, probably. Because his name, he's, you know, for a guy that's only been wrestling for a couple of years, he's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good, actually, yeah. What else we got in this motherfucker?
You also have Cody Rhodes taking on Jay Lethal for the ROH World Title.
Yeah,
and I really like the beginning with the snake deal.
The Metal Gear Solid action.
I thought that was pretty dope. And then how he got the crowd to hate him all throughout the match.
Yeah, very.
You can't argue that.
Yeah. This is smart. The Cheetah came out and they had just got into the match. The crowd have been cheering him. So he immediately just, boom, gets the heat, keeps it the whole time.
Yeah. Throwing drinks on people. It was, it's fucking fantastic.
Holy shit. I can't do that shit in the WWE.
No, and that's great heel work, man. Like, you got these passionate fans in the front row. How are you going to get somebody to buy a ticket in the front row again? He got a drink thrown on him. He's buying a front row ticket now every time they come. Every time. I fucking guarantee you. Because he's been a part of the show.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed, though. I don't know. I guess it's this is the risk you run. I don't know why he thought Cody was going to be friendly to him.
Right.
I would have backed the fuck up when he came over. You know he's going to do something, asshole, to you.
Yeah, of course he is. He's going to come and give him a hug. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, what makes him love you more than everybody else?
It's Skrull, and later on did some good shit, too. Knocked the dude's hat off. Who was like, the dude's showing him love, and he like, fucking knocks his hat off. Get out of here, bitch. But I thought that this match told a good story. And dude, ends in a figure four. When's the last match you saw that ended in a figure four? Classic shit.
Yeah, no, it was a nice match. They told, you know, the story is basically Cody's knee, you know, and the future of the ROH title. And so like they did a good job at you know, just selling Cody's knee. I didn't. The one thing I do have a problem with is the end of the match, who I assume the babyface Jay Lethal used the title against on the knee of Cody Rhodes before he wins.
Yeah,
it's like
I liked it.
I wasn't the biggest fan of that. I'd expect Cody to do something like that, but
dude, whatever. I think it is. If you look at it like Cody's cheating the whole time, and Lethal is known for, you know, just his past shittiness.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like he tapped into an old school Jay Lethal asshole thing, kind of like he did with Skrull last year or whatever it was.
Yeah, I get that. I
thought it was cool, and the way that sets up to end in a figure four, awesome.
I agree. What did you think of what's her name? All I can think of is her bum. Brandy. Brandy. What do you think of her bionic shoulder?
Yeah, she looked hot, man.
You didn't catch that she's got a bionic shoulder? They were talking about how she's got a metal in her shoulder, and that's why she's doing the spear. What do you think of that?
I don't know. It's pretty funny, I guess.
I oddly enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't have a beef with that. I think that's pretty good. Post-match here, set up too. I like that. Skrull comes down, does a stare down with Lethal. Then Aldis comes out. Although, I don't give a fuck about Aldis, dude.
You know, there's not enough. You know what I mean? Like, his character, as far as I know, is just a guy in a suit.
It's just like an asshole Brit.
Yeah, with this blonde chick that nobody in ROH has ever seen before.
No.
She's everywhere. Everywhere he goes, she's there. They go to ROH, she's like, who's that girl? She's stunning.
I love the first time I saw her, I'm like, wow, that bitch is tall. And I search like, and I'm like, how tall is this bitch? Oh, she's not that tall, actually. Aldis is just short. Okay.
Yeah. See, Aldis is short, or she's got some fucking pumps.
I think she's like 5'11 or 6 foot. Which
no,
you know, is tall.
There's no way. I'm 5'10. She looks huge.
I looked it up. It says it right in her Twitter profile. I don't remember what her name is, or I'd look it up now, but either way, it's a tall, hot broad. And then the final match of the top three?
The final match of the top three would be, obviously, the Ladder War, which is the Young Bucks, Briscoes, and SoCal Uncensored, a.k.a. Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky.
Dude.
In a car crash. Before we talk about this match, we've got to mention that I thought Matt Taven was dead.
Well, I figured we'd double back to the other matches after the top three.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm stoned. What can you say?
I like the Bucks came out in like very retro gear.
Oh, yeah, with their rockers throwback kind of deal. They said hi to Marty and Sean on their way to the ring. Yeah. Like they were watching.
Yes, if Shawn Michaels is watching this shit.
He could, though. He could watch the Performance Center athletes and the TV at the same time with those cross eyes.
Oh shit, coming hard. But yeah, I mean, this match, what are you gonna do? You can't recap. I mean, it's all the spots. Well, and it was awesome.
The cameras didn't even catch three quarters of the spots anyways. So
that was insane. That's true, they did miss some big spots.
Yeah, they did. No, they did everything, man. They had subtle hints towards you know, foreshadowing the end of the match, where they were talking about how this is the brawlers type of match, not the high flyers. You know, so you got the Briscoes there over; they're just going to punch people in the face. You had some skeptical chair shots, but I mean, I can live with that every now and then. Fuck it. But you know, the match was Nick Jackson taking that. He was crazy to take that bump at the end, where he with like face first through the table.
Well, yeah, if you think they're gonna come in and phone it in because it's the last time, you know, you don't know the Young Bucks.
Oh no. Yeah. No, they had it up their sleeve. But
other things to mention of this, dude, the Briscoes, have you haven't watched, you know, people who don't watch Ring of Honor have no idea, but those guys have low-key become one of the greatest tag teams this era in the last 10 years, like completely under the radar.
I agree. They and it is a shame that it's completely under the radar, because you've got one character who just looks at you and you feel like he can just murder you. Like, he looks like a guy that's on TV that people are looking for murder. And then you've got Mark Briscoe, who's just a fun-loving Kentucky ninja. Redneck ninja, you know?
Yeah.
So it, the two together, and then when you take Mark's ability to just throw caution to the wind, the two become a team that's so fun to watch. And you know, Jay's such a good promo. They can do it all.
After this show, the 174th inductees into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame with the Briscoes.
I would say a clap for that.
The committee has decided that it is time. The committee is just me, actually. But so, yeah, good shit, man. I really enjoyed it. Briscoes are like, what, this is the 10-time Ring of Honor champions?
Yeah, they've been Ring of Honor tag team champions for a long time. Like, if you want to put it in perspective, when me and Travis were doing our 2004-2003 Ring of Honor reviews, the Briscoes were a tag team there.
Yeah, and so, probably pretty fucking awesome then, too.
Yeah, yeah, they were. Like, especially when you know that Jay trained Mark.
Fuck, man.
Literally, Jay would go to wrestling school and come home and show Mark the moves he learned. Because Mark was only, like, 16 at the time.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are the shit. Now, where would they go from here? I feel like everywhere has the same issue right now. Japan as well, but like just no tag teams, man. Where do you go? Who's the next tag team in line if you lose SCU and the Bucks?
Are those dudes
coast to coast?
Well, see, this is until something can come along. They do have the Kingdom. Yeah, I know. As much as we love the shit on the Kingdom, they will be used. Matt Taven, I'm sure is going to be put in a predominant role to see what can happen there now that all this has opened up.
Good luck with that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Matt Taven is your top star. Get back to me on how that'll work out. Actually, I'll get back to you on how that works out. right here. In about 6 months. But yeah, that's the top three other matches on the show. I've kind of talked to Eli Isom pretty good. I was impressed for a young guy.
Yeah. Kenny King cut a good promo before the match.
Who in the office thinks that Kenny King is a star? Because I don't think anyone else does.
I think it's only because he was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, they're like, he's got a crossover appeal. Even like he came out, the crowd, nothing.
No. No, the crowd weren't into it. I still did like his promo, though. He did a good job, in my opinion, at just being a shit-eating. He wanted Eli Isom. Is that his name, Eli Isom?
Yeah, Isom.
I hate that name so much. I'm Isom not gonna lie.
Or Isom? I think it's Isom.
That's the problem.
This right here, exactly. Yeah. That is the problem in a nutshell right there. Yeah, crowd came awake for Paige and Cobb, which was great. Did you suffer through the women's match like I requested?
I did.
Oh, dude.
It was... I mean, this... Man, it's why have a women's division if you don't have any good women?
Hmm?
Like I'm sure. Sumi Sakai is fun, but she does look like a restaurant.
She looks like the waitress at sushi restaurant. Yeah. Table for four.
Yeah, exactly. Like her outfit literally screams like waitress.
No Coke Zero, Diet Coke only. Fucking get the Coke Zero. To everywhere who doesn't have Coke Zero but has Diet Coke, step your fucking game up.
Is there a difference?
There is a difference.
Okay, fair enough.
Coke Zero is delicious, and Diet Coke is not delicious.
Diet Coke.
As I take a drink from mine right now. Ooh, it's like people only do things for money, and that's really sad. Karen Q, a repeat offender, but this week's Jim Vicious Hottie of the Week.
I she does have some thick thighs.
Karen Q, it ticks off two boxes, man. Asian, check. Fucking thick, check. Done, son.
That's fair. I was oddly attracted to the Amazonian lady.
Kelly Klein.
Attracted to her because of her.
Kelly, if you're listening to this. Just stop. Just hit pause. Don't listen to this. I know maybe someone told you to come here and listen to this. Just don't do it. Just hit pause. Go about your life. This bitch is fucking awful. She is She's terrible, dude. It was one of the worst performances of anybody I've seen on a pay-per-view. She's at least as bad as Lana, maybe worse than Lana. No? Am I wrong here?
This is how I'm going to preface this, okay? She's very, very unforgettable. Very unforgettable.
Why? Because she has giant-ass milkers.
Other than that, other than her titties, she's forgettable. I don't remember anything she did. I remember just being uninterested in everything. And just when I'd see something happen, it's like, okay, well, this is awkward. This is clumsy. That punch wouldn't really look like a punch. You know, even her posing was weird.
Dude, the first chick she took, I don't know who got eliminated first, whether it was Karen Q or who the fuck else was in this?
Madison Rayne. No, yeah, like that.
Madison Rayne sucks, but at least she's like decent, you know? Yeah. She's not like offensive to me to watch.
And thank God the Nikki Bella clone, Madison, what's that chick? Mandy Leon was on commentary. If she was in the, like, are they trying to literally rip off Nikki Bella? Like, I thought it was Nikki Bella for a second.
Yeah. Right. Speaking of chicks in positions they don't deserve in that company. So it turns out that this Kelly Klein girl's people were telling me is dates BJ Whitmore. Is that?
Oh, geez.
And he's got Stroker on there.
Cool.
So. Yeah, but dude, everything she did offended me. Like, her timing was off. Everything she did looked terrible. She'd sell by like staring directly into the camera, like multiple times. I hated everything she did. Yeah. And it was like she eliminates the first chick, and I'm like, wow, that's fucking dumb. And then she eliminates another one, and then she wins, and I was like, dude, this is, y'all jumped the shark. This is terrible. She's awful.
It is, in my opinion, a horrible women's division.
Oh, it's terrible.
It really is. Like, ROH is doing a disservice to women's wrestling.
Like, I don't know why they even bothered.
Because they know that there's going to be a certain pocket of fans that are going to fucking just give them shit for not having women on the show. It is PC culture just ruins everything.
No one said that before. I don't think people, I never heard anyone say that before.
You've never heard somebody when the arguments on New Japan and how New Japan is sexist because they don't have women on their show
over there, but I've never heard anyone say it about Ring of Honor before.
They probably got ahead of it. Would have happened at some point in time for sure.
They've had Women of Honor for a long time, didn't they? It was just, yes. We never watched it. It wasn't on the pay-per-views.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to go back to that if we could, please.
I would too. Or
maybe if WWE could do something like that too. You put all your women's shit on one show and I don't have to fucking watch.
You get good women. Plain and simple.
Or that. But you know? We talked about it for a long time. It's like Sakai's held this belt and, you know, I think they've wanted to get it off her. They just can't fucking find anyone. They had Dashwood and then she got hurt. And
there's nobody there to. Like, there's so many women wrestlers in the world. And in North America, that why do you need, you know, all these people that nobody gives two flying fucks about?
It sure seems like that, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
Where are all these other girls? Your cheerleader, Melissa, there's a ton of girls.
Santana Garrett. You know, like, at least she's fun to watch.
Yeah.
She's hat.
Kelly Klein fucking quit, honestly. No. But she's terrible. Someone should fucking teach her how to wrestle. Holy shit. Jonathan Gresham. Oh, Zack Sabre Jr. This match was really awesome.
I boycotted this match. You want to know why? Because I'm sick of Jordynne Grace on Twitter and everything she says and how it gets on my timeline all the time.
Dude, it is weird how that happens, right? There's people who show up in like that little wrestling thing, right?
Yeah.
But they're always in there and I don't understand why. Yeah. I don't know. What is she? She's just dumb. She's 22.
At me about my boyfriend Jonathan Gresham's match. It's like, I don't fucking care.
Aren't you watching it, bitch?
Yeah, like, why don't you just pay attention to his match instead of wanting attention when he should be the one getting the attention, not you? Like, what the fuck? Leave it alone.
Mm. Is there other things she does that are just irritating? I don't really follow her shit.
Everything on her Twitter is irritating. Everything, in my opinion.
Everything.
Yeah. But then again, let me preface this by most Twitters bother me. Because I just think most people are childish cunts. Like, don't get at... Like, I was talking about this on Twitter last night with the don't at me. And it's like, fuck off. You attention-grabbing people. It's like, Velvet Sky, you plastic bitch.
I'm going to post this fucking silly position, but don't say anything back to me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because yeah, you know
who I want it. Thick legs and shit, yeah, bitch. Shut like your mouth.
The chick from MLW, the spicy Latina pepper there. She posted a picture of, I'm sick of all you guys that just say the same thing. It's like, comment something different. And there was a Christmas tree in the background. My comment was, move the fuck out of the way and let me see the Christmas tree. Yeah. Right? Like, cause you know, she's fishing for compliments. And it's like, oh, tell me about my titties.
This match was tremendous, actually.
right. Wrestling.
Did you? I don't know. You legit didn't watch it?
Nah, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't care.
I could see skipping it, but it was a seminar in, like, you know, Zack Sabre style chain wrestling shit, and Gresham is really good at that shit too. So it was actually, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really fucking good. It would be probably like my fourth favorite match of the show.
Like, it was like I completely, I would like to see that match.
Yeah.
But I know I won't enjoy it because all I'll be thinking about is the reason why I didn't watch it in the first place. So it's like,
fair enough. I thought it was really good. Gresham is fucking really good at that stuff.
He is a great wrestler. He really
is. He's like 4'7". So
he's really tiny. He is.
I have no problem with tiny guys.
I have no problem with tiny guys either, but you can't.
The wrestling business does. You know? Well,
there's only so much suspension and disbelief you can have with a tiny guy. You know what I mean? You can't take a tiny guy and put him up with, let's say, Silas Young and have him body slam Silas Young. You got to find a way around that. And just sometimes people are just too lazy to find a way around that.
Well, he's got the chain wrestling, so.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm not saying he can't have a match with Silas Young, but like, that was just a weak example of sometimes how they just make it stupid.
Dalton Castle, Matt Taven. Holy fuck, we're pretty far into this show already. We're still talking about Ring of Honor. this was a good match. Taven nearly beheaded himself on a dive.
Yep. I thought he broke his chest.
Yeah. A lot of interference spots, a lot of smoke and mirrors. Dalton's Castle's falling apart at the seams right now. Yeah.
He's got a broken back or something. Like, what the fuck?
Evidently, he's got this huge back brace on. I mean, he's fucking hurt. He's got all kinds of shit. I think he's got a hamstring.
Yeah, he's got a pulled hamstring. Imagine how black his dick is for how long he's had that pulled hamstring.
It's like take some time off, man. I know he did, but he was on the Chris Jericho cruise. He's always working.
Yeah, man, go to bed. Like, fuck.
I love Dalton Castle.
I do too, but like, he can't do the shit that he used to. You know what I mean? Like, he was always so throw heavy and so deadlift heavy. I know that's probably why his back was fucked. But that style was so much a part of Dalton Castle to me that what he's doing now is like, it's not exactly what I enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the dude's fucking crazy hurt, so I think he needs to heal up.
Yeah.
I still love the character. The entrance was awesome.
Oh yeah, his entrance is always awesome.
He had a few additional boys, some large boys, wheel them out, spin them around on that thing. It was pretty fucking awesome, dude. Yeah.
He's a great showman.
Every time he does that fucking pose in the ring, the guy stops. It's so good.
Pokes his chest out. He's fantastic. He is. I don't buy too many wrestling t-shirts, but I have a Dalton Castle shirt. So
his YouTube channel is fucking great too.
I still have yet to check it out, and just the fact that I hear Matt Taven's on it a bunch makes me not want to.
Yeah, they're best friends, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
that are they're more than friends. I don't know.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
Because that's one thing too. It's, I don't know if it's a ruse or not. It's like the sexuality of Dalton Castle. Is he a gay dude?
I don't know. But this is my opinion. Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi don't have to be the only gay couple in wrestling.
Yeah. Thank you. The character's so good, though. It sucks, too, because he was kind of just, like, hitting that next level. They put the belt on, and then he got hurt. Like, fuck. Hopefully there'll be a redemption story there. Daniels, Marty Scurll. I thought this was a really good match, too.
Yep. Yeah, no, I agree. It was, the crowd was a little low for it, I feel. But after a while, they ended up getting them back, and it was just it's continuing the exodus in ROH. You know, this match was winner gets a shot at the ROH World Title, loser or if Marty Scurll wins, he got a shot. If Daniels lost, he, I don't know.
Holy fuck,
I'm stoned, man. I'm ripped. This is the one downfall to a morning show. I don't handle my weed very good in the morning.
It is a number one contender match. And Daniels has to become number one contender to stay in the company.
Yes.
Because remember at the beginning, they did that year-long thing where SCU is done at the end of the year.
Yes.
Unless they're in a position, you know, unless he's in a position of being number one contender or being champion. So, but yeah, of course, you know, I don't know. He's kind of having his farewell. Bully Ray is in, starts the next match. Bully Ray and Flip Gordon, I quit match. It was trash, but you know,
I mean, it was all the cheap heat.
Yeah.
Every last bit of it, all the smoke and mirrors that were left over from the Dalton Castle match were used in this match. We got the payoff of the bored blonde in the front row.
Oh, dude. Yeah, right. Exactly. That chick's hot, dude.
She was hot, but boy, did she look uninterested. She looked like most of the girls I see at indie events. She's also got the look on her face of a couple girls that I've taken to the movies before. So that's bring back flashbacks.
And she was terrible. I mean, you know, I don't know what you were supposed to expect from her, but don't put her in that position then. I mean, her timing was awful, and that whole thing too with Carrie Silken, and like I don't know, man. It just had too many moving parts.
Yeah, like Bully Ray said, I quit because he was getting hit with a kendo stick. He couldn't roll out of the ring.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. And there was so much fuckery in that match. It was whatever. I mean, I liked it, but it had all of the booking ever. Oh, and also Sandman, dude. What to say?
Who in ROH cares about fucking Sandman?
Crowd pop for it, dude.
Well, yeah, because it's a Sandman. But like, in what world really did the two coincide? You know what I mean? It's just, they just don't. Pure wrestling and hardcore shit wrestling.
There's a Bully Ray ECW connection, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Of course there's that. I mean, just like with the company in general and the fan base and stuff. It just, to me, just the two don't click.
I don't know what's going on in this company, man. Ring of Honor has always been the cutting edge, looking to the future, new guys, new up and comers. And this show had a lot of old men on it. And I don't know.
Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting to see where they go in 2019. They're going to need more guys like Brody King, and less guys like PCO and Hurricane to go further into the future. I understand that you need a couple veterans on your roster. Like I'm really a fan of the Paul Heyman adage. Like you can have one, and Terry Funk was his. You know what I mean? That was his old man. You can rally behind one old man. But if you got a bunch of old men, what are you supposed to do? Rally behind all the old men? No.
You know? I don't think PCO makes it out of this year.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he finishes 2019 without being hurt.
I can understand that. He is getting up there in age and having to do ROH throughout the year. It does seem like it could be a little tremendous on his body. But
yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, that's pretty much all I guess for this show. It was a good show. I watched it live. I live tweeted. I enjoyed it.
I did not watch it live, and I did not live tweet it, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah, there was not a lot of people. You know, if I tweet about TLC and shit, there's a lot of people. Like, I think there's only a few of us watching it live who are kind of talking back and forth. So, it wasn't like number one trending or anything like that. So,
but if you watched ROH, it was.
Well, it was like number five or something.
Yeah. Trending in the U.S.
Very good show. Better than anything WWE has done in fucking forever. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that is for sure. This, you know, I don't know. I'll save my uninterested thoughts about TLC for later in the show when we talk about TLC, I suppose.
There it is. From here, let's move on. We want to talk about the news.
This week in the news, somebody says that he's going to change the world with an announcement. Nobody cares. And Vince says he's going to change the WWE. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. What do you want to get into first, man? What's the big story this week?
What is the big story this week?
It really isn't
WWE
one.
Shitting itself, you know, and blaming fans and blaming everybody else for their misfortunes.
Yeah.
You know, the same old, like how anybody can rally behind this. Like somebody, it's like somebody was talking about how those record low ratings of Raw, and one person's like, oh, but what they won't talk about is how they're always in the top five on Monday night. It's like, have you looked at the goddamn shows on a Monday fucking night? Teen Mom, Love and Hip Hop beats WWE. So, like, it's all this garbage television on Monday nights. There's nothing on Monday nights. Raw sucks. It's always going to suck. It's never going to get better. So, just stop watching it.
Until Vince dies, maybe.
Nah, man, they still got 3 hours to fill. They're still going to shit that bed.
Yeah.
Plus, really, in what world does somebody want to spend 3 hours on a Monday night watching wrestling?
I don't know if you like, saw, but Vince McMahon will be on Raw, dude.
Yeah, yeah, and everybody is going to cheer him, and he's just going to soak it up.
Listen to me, Sacramento, you motherfuckers. If Sacramento cheers him when he comes down, Sacramento's dead to me.
Yeah. I can probably preemptively say that Sacramento will be dead to us because
I guess maybe the only people who hate him and hate the product wouldn't pay to go there, I suppose. Anymore. Well,
that's true. That's true.
Because there are people who like legit like it and think it's awesome.
Of course.
Which is mind blowing.
It is mind blowing. And you know, kudos to them, I guess, for finding something that they like. But
like that chick who on YouTube who's more special than Bailey. She'll watch the show on Monday and all these dudes like fucking watch her watch Raw and she's like, oh man, oh my god.
Yeah, see those dudes that watch her watch Raw are the lowest, saddest individuals in the world.
Yeah. Watch her watch Raw and probably jack off and stuff.
Oh, of course, you know that's what they do because they've never had a female touch their fucking dick before, ever.
Yeah, so Vince will be on. That's something. NXT star Nick Miller has been released.
That's so weird. Like, why? I suppose he apparently had some. He needed to go back home for something, is what I read.
He tweeted a picture of him smiling, holding a baby. So I don't know. His I guess the report is his wife wanted to move back home, be closer to family. She just recently had a child, so. He looks happy, so you know, whatever, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are doing that shit. I would just not get married and have kids until after you're done with wrestling or whatever you want to do in your life. General.
Just wouldn't.
Well, I agree with that, but it's like if you have a real passion for that shit, don't have kids.
No,
you know, no, and probably exactly. Don't have a wife either. You know,
I mean, yeah, take that, all you married motherfuckers. Don't get me started on how you just make life more complicated by getting married.
I'm saying if you're trying to pursue something like real hardcore with the amount of time it takes to dedicate, you know, to wrestling, or even if you're looking to like, you know, have a band that's going to tour all the time or something like that, just stay single, dude, because you don't have time for all of those things. But what happens to the other guy? What's his name?
Shane Thorne, or that's his work name anyways. I don't know. Like, does he leave and they just reform the Mighty Don't Kneel and go to Noah again?
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure Noah would take them back. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the problem.
Fucking New Japan needs to sign them.
I agree. But like, with all that stuff in Japan, there just seems to be so much loyalty to the companies in Japan. So.
Yeah, New Japan, they'd be great. Them versus Sho and Yo and shit.
Yeah, it would be good. It would be good. The shame would be, though, is that they would have to be pigeonholed in either the heavyweight or the junior. And the heavyweight needs so much more.
I would say, I think you could put those dudes in the heavyweight.
I think so. If you can put the Young Bucks in heavyweight, you can put the TMDK in the heavyweight.
That is true. But he seems happy. People are saying, you know, we'll see if he can do kind of what Buddy Murphy did. I was thinking, why don't you make them a tag team? Is Buddy Murphy too good as a single or what?
I don't think so.
They're both Australian.
I will say that out of the two, Shane Thorne is the one that would make a better singles competitor. He's the one with the most more charisma, I believe. If I'm thinking about the right one, the bland one is the one that left, right?
Dude, they're kind of interchangeable to me, to be honest with you.
That's fair. I just go back to the videos that they made. One of them was funny. The other one was boring.
They shit the bed on these guys in NXT too, though. I mean, it's like, yeah. If he's like, well, fuck it. Because what are you doing down there anyway? Remember they did like, they brought him in as these generic faces, gave you nothing about him. And then they didn't get over, of course. Then they did all these great vignettes, these big, long video packages, building him up as a face. And then a week later, like, fuck it, we'll turn him heel. What? Why did you just play these things and get him over as a face? Like, so they shit the bed on that. That's their fault.
Not everything. Yeah. Not everything NXT does is gold. Let's put it that way.
There's that misconception, though, right? Where everyone's like, oh, fuck, everything in NXT is awesome. Maybe not. So, yeah, that's going on. What else we got?
Let's see here. Colt Cabana files a new lawsuit against CM Punk after the court dismissed its original lawsuit. I do believe that there is a time when you just cut your losses, sir.
Quit this dumb shit.
Yeah. There must be some bad blood between those two. There really must be.
At this point, yeah.
I would imagine before this point. Like, even before something must have happened. Had to have. Something that we don't know about.
Possible, man. I have no idea. I don't know. What else is going on? I'm kidding.
I don't know if I'm confused. Or if it's just so bland that it just it's so nothing. But I was seeing that the person that runs the Monster Factory, Danny Cage, was slating, he had a announcement that was going to change the landscape of professional wrestling forever. Now, all I heard as a announcement was that he's the head trainer at the ROH Dojo.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I don't know. I guess I didn't really. I mean, I saw he was a trainer now, but I didn't see anything else.
Because, like, to me, that's like, this is why people don't give any clout to anything wrestlers say. It's for stupid shit like this. Like, I might never, I'm sorry, guys, but I might never go onto the Cool Kids board ever again. Because I see so much stuff about this Danny Cage guy. And it's like, man. Fuck
is
this.
He in that group?
I don't know, but there was so much stuff about it. And I was like, man, this is fucking stupid. You guys
that
are worshiping
group does
the wrong
have a
people.
Lot of fucking a lot of people who wouldn't like us. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I don't even bother posting on there because I know that I'll just get fucking. It's like, oh yeah, this fucking guy.
He hosts some fucking shitty podcast. UK star. I was talking about this one, not your other one. Mark Haskins, signed by Ring of Honor.
Mark Haskins, that's a it's a decent sign. He's really tiny again, though. But he's at least got good presence.
He's just kind of a skinny UK long-haired bearded dude.
Yeah, he does have a presence. He does, and I believe a really hot girlfriend that valets him. So. Yeah.
He's worked in pro wrestling, Noah, Dragon Gate, WXW. So, yeah. I'm not too familiar with the dude, but I guess he also worked in Impact 2011.
He might have. But if you're looking
the European tour.
If you're looking for some of the better unsigned talent in the UK, that's pretty much what you got right there. You know, Mark Haskins is up there in because everybody else got a contract somewhere.
It's like, who else is left? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who didn't WWE sign it? We'll take him.
Yeah, this is you know, you're just going by and collecting all the pink properties in Monopoly. That's what you're doing at this point in time.
Yeah. I was going to rail on Jimmy Jacobs, but I lost the desire. Fuck that guy.
Well, at least tell me why you're going to rail on him. Because I don't know.
Oh, because he was like very vocal this week about defending Raw and shit. You know, it's not easy to write the show and shit like this. And that was a big argument this week. Seth Rollins tweeted out defending the company. It's hard to do. It's a hard, you know, it's hard work. And it's this many hours of TV.
Well, fucking yeah, but dumb. Seth Rollins is not writing the TV, so his opinion is moot.
Yeah, and I said that I tweeted out
how to write TV.
That everything, you know what else is hard? Every one of our fucking jobs, dude. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and as soon as I say my job is too hard, guess what? Bye. Then leave.
Yeah.
It was like,
right.
Why do we hold these people to different standards?
Well, you know like, what's wrong with people who defend? You know, like this guy was trying to argue with me on Twitter this week about defending that it is hard to do and all this shit. I'm like, I don't think it's that hard. Okay, like, so, I was talking to Jared. I'm like, dude, you and I could write Raw in a normal work week with like time to spare. I feel like
there's 165 hours, I believe, like Jared said. You know what I mean? Like, there's 165 hours you can devote to it. How can you not write 3 hours?
And these teams do separate shit. SmackDown is separate from Raw.
Exactly.
And they got like 50 fucking writers or something.
Well, okay, but once you take out commercial breaks, there's 2 hours of Raw, essentially.
And I mean, it's mostly segments. You're just filling in the blanks on segments, dude. And I know that there's probably a lot of people who sit and think that, but dude, I don't know. I think you could do that. I think I was almost to the point where it's like Jared and I should just throw together in like an hour, throw together an episode of Raw and present it. Maybe we should do that.
Well, like, okay, this is. Because there's so many commercial breaks, then you've got entrances to matches probably take up a good 40 minutes of this fucking show. You know what I mean? Like, there's not that much to write.
It's not hard, dude. No,
and then the matches themselves, you know, if you can do good matches and tell stories between them, that's most of your time spent right there.
I mean, it's hard because they're dealing with Vince. It's hard because there's a guy who changes everything all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, he's a crazy person, dude, honestly. But, and this company is fucking terrible.
There was a former writer that tweeted, not necessarily defending the WWE, but defending the writers and just saying, you know, it does make it really hard when nobody at the top can agree on anything. And that's it in a nutshell. It's not that writing an episode of Raw is hard. It's writing an episode of Raw to appease a 73-year-old man that, by all accounts, just seems grumpy all the time, even back in the 90s. It's got to be difficult. It has to be difficult.
Yeah. John Cena, his upcoming WWE return, will not be televised. Finally, some good news in this company. We did forget, I'm looking at my news stories here, we did forget to mention after Ring of Honor went off the air, they'd filmed something for the Elite, very much alluding that this All Elite Wrestling is going to be a thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's still no TV talks yet, but I mean...
Dude, that rich motherfucker has tons of pull. I'm sure they're going to get something.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to get something. But I mean,
or like I said, they should honestly just do it on YouTube, sell ads on there. Fucking,
I mean, you could do that. I agree. But then, how many views does Being the Elite get?
Oh, a couple hundred thousand.
It's not enough. You know what I mean? If you can only get like you take other YouTube videos that just pull in 10 million regularly,
they're
making the money. 200,000 video views. That's not going to get you much. Like, nobody, no advertisement is going to pay you a decent clout money for 200,000 YouTube views.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to see. But what the fuck was I gonna say now? I'm high as fuck too.
But I do believe the future YouTube can very easily. You know what I mean? Like if more things go that route.
Yeah. MLW spent all of Friday having to respond to tweets. No, it's on BN Sports. You know, because people are like, hey, can I stream this? Is this on YouTube? I want to watch this, you know? And they're like, oh, you're going to watch it on a channel nobody gets.
So, yeah.
We'll talk about that show, too. I watched it. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
is there other shit?
We can just talk about how Raw hit another historic low this week.
Yes,
2.194 million viewers, down from last week's 2.285. Jim, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. Either New Year's or Christmas Eve, we're going to get below 2 million. We're going to. It's going to happen, and I'm going to be so over the moon.
Yeah, they're filming. Raw's not going to be live on Christmas Eve this year.
Really?
No, they're filming the double shot recording.
Then it's really going to suck.
I thought I had info on it here, but you know, marijuana.
Marijuana, baby. Okay, guys, let's just think about this, okay? When you think about how WWE is always in the top five, okay? SportsCenter came in at number three above them with 2.8 million viewers. SportsCenter.
It is a double Raw taping in Sacramento on Monday. They'll be taping 2 weeks worth of Raw episodes. Are they going to fucking film for 6 hours at the Detroit Arena? So the next week's show is going to be hour five and hour six that these poor people are sitting there on a Monday. Holy shit.
It's something else.
It will. It's going to be fucking bad. Oh, I can't wait. That's terrible. I mean, at least they're going to let these people go home last year, like on Christmas Raw live. Like, dude, that's bullshit. Send people home.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. The crowd is going to hate it. It's going to make for a really bad episode of, I'm not going to be watching anyways. Who the fuck am I talking about? Why do I care?
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's nothing they could do to make a Christmas episode of Raw sell anyway, so.
SmackDown's going to be on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another one that's going to be. Like, who watches wrestling on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve? Really, though? You know what I mean? Really? Like
if it was awesome, a lot of people would, but it's not awesome.
I would. Not even if it was awesome. There's more things I can do on Christmas Day than watch fucking wrestling, in my opinion.
Well, sure. I mean, but, you know, like they just have big shows, the big Thanksgiving shows and shit like that back in the day. Like people would, on the holiday, everybody would watch it, you know? So. But yeah, wrestling's a little different now. They had an NXT tryout again, another one. They had some of the people. I mean, nobody really. Kel Bloom, who's son of Wayne Bloom, who's Bo Beverly of the Beverly Brothers.
Really?
I believe. Oh, Bo Beverly. I'm sure that's one of the Beverly Brothers. Sprinter Emmanuel Matadi. From Liberia, Africa. Why?
Yeah. He's just a runner? What's he going to do? Run away really fast?
Yeah. Well, in Liberia, you're running from fucking gunshots and shit all the time. Liberia is like one of the worst places on fucking earth, honestly. Oh, my God.
I've never really even heard of that place before.
Oh, dude. Liberia. It's something to look into. It was set up like, I don't want to drive. I'm not exactly sure on the history of it, but it has some connection with America. Their flag's very similar. It was set up as like a post-slavery type of situation, I guess. I don't know much about it, but I know that they shit on beaches over there.
They that's just what they do?
Like down by the beach, like there's the shit everywhere because everyone goes down there to shit because there's like no running water and stuff. And it pollutes the water there. It's fucking crazy, dude. You definitely need to check out Vice News goes to Liberia, and it's fucking madness, dude. General Buck Naked. There's this guy there who, him and his army of just like a gang, really. They'd fight naked. They'd come into battle naked. They'd eat fucking babies and shit, dude.
Are you fucking, what the fuck?
They'd drink babies' fucking blood and shit. Yeah. Holy and then he fuck. Found God and apologized. Now everyone's like, ah, oh, he's cool, man. Seriously. General Buck Naked, man. They would all fucking fight naked, run around with fucking Uzis and shit.
That's fucking crazy.
Drinking blood of babies when naked. Anyway, if he does that gimmick, he'll get over. Heba Ali, a New Jersey-based physical trainer and social media, a fitness social media star,
was
featured on the fifth season of Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge.
Good, good. That's just what we need, reality stars.
Gets worse. 23-year-old Jeremiah Buoni, a 6'3", 260-pound bodybuilder and cast member of MTV's Florida Bama Shore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And there's other people. I don't know who they are. Jonathan Cruz.
You'll never know who they are either because they're nobodies.
Yeah. Marty Daniels. I don't know. Tasha Steeles. Donald Howard is a wrestler. Jamal Pritchett, 6'2", 230-pound indie wrestler who wrestles under the name Jamal King. No idea. So, yeah, and then also a second-generation wrestler and former figure skater, Carissa Rivera.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Those are like, why even fucking bother with that shit? But I don't know. I think that's about all I got for news, man. Unless we're missing some huge story, probably.
I haven't. I did a quick search on Twitter there to see if I can find anything. Nothing has come up. I think we've handled the news quite well.
There you go. Good deal. And why don't you tell us what's going on in the land of the Federation?
Well, tonight, actually, we're going to record our Christmas episode, which is not a really big Christmas episode. We've ran out of wrestling Christmas movies. So we're moving on to
come on. Do you watch the one with the Miz, Santa's Little Helper?
Yeah, actually we did Santa's Little Helper not last year, but the year before last.
What about
year,
the Goldberg one?
Yeah, we did that one 3 years ago. We did Santa with Muscles last year. And then there's Miz's Christmas Bounty, which I'm not going to watch. It's just not going to happen. So we are moving on to No Holds Barred, the best wrestling movie ever made, if you ask me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, probably.
So
I don't know what else would be better than that.
It's I can't wait. I've watched that movie so many times, I don't even need to watch it again.
Fucking rip him, dude.
Yeah, fucking rip him, baby. I fucking love it. And I was enthralled by Zeus in that movie.
Yeah.
And then he came on SummerSlam and it was shit.
Does that happen eventually? Are you getting around to that, or have you done that before?
No, we haven't done that before. We'll probably get to that at some point in time. But he ties in nicely with our WCW arc right now as Z Gangsta.
Oh, yes, indeed. There you go, man. That's on the Federation show. If you like this show, you will also like that show. It's available everywhere podcasts are found. MoFudge.com. Good shit. Our sister show, hosted by brothers.
Yes, yes. Now, how confusing is that?
Yeah. On the SCL Network side of things, the brand new pay-per-view Take Two is out. I posted it right before we recorded this, so check that out. Jared and I drunkenly recap and rebook ECW November to Remember 1998. I got drunk as shit watching my Browns beat the Broncos in your fucking faces, Denver. And then just out of nowhere, he's like, hey, let's do this thing. So we're drunk, and it's crazy. But he has a tremendous Shane Douglas rant on this. So
I can't wait.
Worth checking out for sure. And also coming up here on this channel, the end of year awards, Tyler, myself, and Jared.
Yeah, not what sure are we how we're going to do that.
Well, that week is going to be nothing, right?
Which week? Like the Christmas week?
Yeah, toward the end of this month.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to have any news or shows to talk about. So maybe we'll just do that instead. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I think that's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll just bullshit. Like,
we're going to talk about a Christmas Raw and SmackDown. And no. I mean, fuck it, dude.
Fucking so, probably ROH that was taped weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm not. I mean, debut of PCO and
That probably won't even happen until the new year, because I remember last Christmas it was...
No, they filmed it.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I mean, like, it won't like air to... Because I remember last Christmas watching the ROH show, and it was... like Cody had just dyed his hair blonde before the final battle, and the six-man tag that was on the Christmas show, Cody had black hair, so it was old as fuck.
Oh, who fucking knows then? But yeah, so all those things are coming up and out now. Check them out. Let's move on to a bit of Mark Tank. Mark Tank, where I read Mark comments from social media as they are typed for our enjoyment. So, got a few of them this week. Jaden Stratford. This is why they call Monday Night Rollins for a reason. There's no periods in this. This is why they call Monday Night Roland for a reason. Seth Rollins is the best wrestler right now. He is my favorite wrestler right now because it's Monday Night Rollins.
You, he, him, her, Zimzai, Zim, her,
the beginning part is twice. So the recap.
Oh, he really did that twice. You didn't just do a double take. No. He did. Oh, wow.
No periods. This is why they call Monday Night Rollins for a reason. This is why they call Monday Night Roland for a reason. Seth Rollins is the best wrestler right now. He is my favorite wrestler right now because it's Monday Night Rollins.
I think, Jim, you just made fun of a Riri.
Holy shit, man. Here's a good one. Jar Morris, Moss Warren, CM Punk, quote, I had the best shoot of all time. Seth, hold my beer.
Oh my Jesus Christ, they really think Seth Rollins' promo was a shoot?
Yeah, dude. Pipe bomb, dude.
Oh, wow.
They still think that CM Punk's was a fucking shoot.
That's true.
So,
yeah. That's true.
Antonisha Ashante Kendall says, Boy George wannabe Ruby Riot, why you disrespect her father in the table Sunday? She's gonna take you out.
Yeah, she's gonna take you out through that table. Now was I supposed to give Stu Hart a call today to find out how he felt about that table?
I think so. Someone had requested that. Yeah.
Somebody did. So maybe we'll get Stu Hart on the phone here soon.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely interested to hear what he had to say about it. man. Let's see. Tim Floyd. This Ruby Riot is a sicko, and I can't wait till she gets what's coming to her. By God, this Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, call your local cable or satellite provider, folks. You aren't going to want to miss this one.
Sure. Sure.
It's only on pay-per-view.
Oh,
it's
not call your local television provider. Pay $69.99 for this garbage hunk of shit.
Yeah. What the fuck, I guess.
What the fuck?
And let's see here. I've got a couple more. Kenneth Carter says, I feel that the whole Raw roster should go on strike next Monday against Baron Corbin and let Vince McMahon pay him a visit.
Well, see, now, guys, don't. I'm pretty sure I know why Vince is coming to Raw. Like, does nobody else realize that Baron Corbin's going to lose on tonight against Braun Strowman, and Vince is just going to fire him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to lose, and Alexa Bliss is going to take over, and it's going to be the shit. Although it's, I guess, Angle's supposed to be back for the taping. Angle's
supposed to be back. I would vote for Matt Hardy, honestly.
That would be way better. Is he broken?
Yeah, of course. Woke and Matt Hardy being the GM, of course.
That'd be great, huh?
Yeah.
We'll make Raw wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. It would be great. It would be fantastic.
I'd take it, be down for it. This week's Mark Tank winner, Vipul Sherrell, says, WWE suck. Firstly, West Finn Balor talent, and now he was injured without any achievement. Finn go All Elite Wrestling. WWE totally West of time.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
WWE suck. Firstly, West Finn Balor talent. And now he was injured without any achievement. Finn go All Elite Wrestling. WWE total West of time.
It definitely deserved the Billy Madison treatment. That is for sure. Yeah. It definitely deserved it.
Terrible. But yeah, I mean, WWE, I don't even care. We'll do DLC preview, but Monday Nitro was bad.
yes, it was. From what I've heard, man, you know, this show, you know, 'cause obviously I didn't watch. So,
yeah. No graphic or mention of Larry Hanning or the kid Dynamite Kids
just especially where his son works there currently, or his grandson works there currently. His son was a star there. Let's not mention him at all. Fuck it.
But yeah, you know, this is just dumb. The idea that because TLC is Sunday, they surround the ring with tables, ladders, and chairs is ridiculous on a show where violence breaks out on the reg. Just think about how dumb that is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an unsafe workplace.
Cuts a WCW promo about the revive. Talks about the Lucha House Party rules. He's like, that'll really pop ratings, and makes fun of the urine shit. Mentions the all-time low ratings and all-time low fan support.
And then draws an all-time low third hour in a TLC match with Baron Corbin. So, yeah.
Do you think? How WCW is it to sell a TLC match with a TLC match? It's so WCW.
It is. It is. It's very WCW. The show is... You know, it's garbage. It is. It's all you can say.
AOP lose the belts to Rude and Gable. We're in matching robes. Gable is now in trunks. Why can't he just be badass freestyle wrestler, dude? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they pinned Drake Maverick foolishly. Yeah, it was a handicap.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just make things so much more convoluted than they need to be. Sure.
Yeah. Ruby Riott with an anvil on a table. I just want to get one thing straight here. That people against this are not, I don't know, you can just see this whole week, oh, people want the Attitude Era back, but they can't handle this stuff. It's not an issue of that. It's not an issue of handling it. It's just distasteful and eye-rolling. You know? Well, no one gives a shit.
I just figured out how to use my phone again here. I had the Jesus technician come in and had to re-hook up my phone because I got so blasted mad on Monday night because I was sitting here with Anvil and he seen his face on the table and he started giggling because, you know, Anvil's dead now and he's still a little bit of the chunkier version. They didn't really give him his good body when he died. Like me, I'm 1950, Stu, you can't see me. But I know that's not a John Cena joke, but I don't even know who John Cena is.
But, you can't see Stu.
No, you can't see Stu. But Anvil, I was so blasted mad because they didn't put my daughter on TV, you know, Anvil's wife. You know, you put the hearts on TV, not the night hearts. Come on. God, where's Brett? Where's Brett? I'd love to see Brett on my TV. I can't hang out with him. He'll never die. I've tried to give him cancer. I've tried to fuck his wrists, but no, Jesus can never do it right. You know, he's my favorite son. I'm stuck here with you know, people that claim to be family, like British Bulldog and Neidhart, and then you got Owen there jumping off shit, and...
So not a fan of the angle then.
I really, hope that Natty puts Ruby through that table and then scissors her. And I mean, not scissors. I didn't mean that. That's weird. Just puts her and stretches her out. You know.
Yeah. There you go. I guess we'll all tune in Sunday night to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else for us, Stu, before you, head back up to Cloud 69?
You know, Cloud 69 is getting a little lonely, but maybe I'll bring a family member up again soon.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for that.
Thanks.
All right, toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Fucking.
Where's my skidoo pants, Martha?
Stu Hart, ladies and gentlemen, fuck. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He's a hoot.
He's a hoot. I don't know, man. I don't even really care about any more of this. I'm looking at my notes and I'm just like, why did I watch this?
Why did I watch this fucking show? Well, tell me, how was Mustafa Ali and Daniel Bryan? And why are people saying that Daniel Bryan buried Mustafa Ali?
Elias was defeated by Leo Rush.
Oh, who cares?
In this match.
Who cares?
Heath Slater is a ref. He's a heel ref.
Again, who cares? This reluctant. Is WCW. This is fucking Nick Patrick.
He's a reluctant heel ref for Baron Corbin.
Fuck. He just needs a neck brace now.
But yeah, there's only six matches on Raw.
Yeah,
so
five of them were
at the end, like Rollins is about to grab the belt and Slater tips him off. So total heel fucking ref WCW bullshit. But yeah, Rollins wins. I don't know why. There's not even a need for a ref. There's never a ref in a ladder match, is there? A TLC match?
I don't know.
He's just out there for that. So That was false. Raw was awful. SmackDown Live, people are saying that he buried him. I don't see that. I didn't think that at all.
Yeah.
Are they dumb? No.
Well, like, people have
their
said
basis?
It. Well, just because Mustafa Ali lost, and it's like,
what?
Yeah, it's like, that's not how wrestling works, guys. Like, well, he's a heel, fucking, so he's going to berate him, and then Mustafa Ali, more people are talking about Mustafa Ali than ever before because of this match. Yeah. That's not buried. That's not buried at all.
Do you think that a dude from the Cruiserweight show that nobody watches is going to come in and beat the champion before a pay-per-view? Like, what? People are fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah, no, they are.
That's dumb. I thought it was a good match, you know, for what it was. I thought it was pretty fun. I thought SmackDown was trying this week. They had kind of a different opening package where they, you know, previewed the two matches, the two big matches of the show. Like, wow, that's, you know, not bad. And Daniel Bryan, I think it's because it's so bad right now, it's underrated. But he is great as this, like, asshole environmentalist that he is. It's really good. I dig the shit out of it.
I dig the shit out of it.
He talks shit on people driving SUVs and polluting. And it's just great, man. Maybe he'll team up with Captain Planet.
Oh, that'd be great.
He's a hero, gonna take pollution down to zero.
Oh, shit. Can I give you a little spoiler from the ROH tapings?
Sure.
Marty Scurll has made his own group called the Villain Enterprises.
Yeah.
And his first two members are PCO and Brody King.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I like Brody King, PCO. I don't get that.
Yeah.
That could be something. Orton and Ray, they're still pushing this. They do like a little beatdown thing with it. It's like, what does this do for the company? Like, what does this accomplish? Nothing. Why is Orton not against the young guy? Why is Ray not against the young guy? I guess I say that all the fucking time. Anyway, they did this rap battle. It was terrible. Like, fucking terrible. The crowd died.
Tangles and shit?
Dude, yeah. Sheamus and Cesaro did a version of Ice Ice Baby. It's Ice Ice Shamey.
Man.
You know, and I would too. I would shit on the bar for appropriating black culture, but the Usos do it every week, so what the fuck? Who cares?
That's true. You know what? And I'm not, you know what, man? I'd have to say something if you did that.
Why was that?
Because who cares?
I'm just personally irritated by the Usos, like trying to fucking. You're not black, dude. You're fucking island guys. So it just, I don't know. It just irritates me. I don't like. I don't care that the bar. I'm a white guy. Who cares? I mean,
this is the way I look at it. This is the way I look at it. Do your hair however you want. Just because you got dreads, I'm not gonna get mad at you. You know, I'm white as fuck. So, like, I could be privileged to the moon right now in what I'm saying. But why are you getting upset that somebody who does black people hair? Like, who cares?
Well, I'm not out like fucking rallying against cultural appropriation or anything. But
yeah, I mean, like, well, is 13-year-old me going to get in trouble for wearing FUBU? You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
It's for them, by them, not you.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do, man? Wear Tommy Hilfiger or something? Like, fuck.
Miz and Shane defeat the Vegas Boys. So that's something.
Yep. Shane in wrestling matches. That's cool.
I don't know. Yeah, Nakamura and Joe defeated by Hardy and Rusev. Rusev pins Nakamura. So you can about imagine where that'll go on Sunday. Asuka Charlotte ends in no contest when Charlotte just attacks her with a kendo stick. You know.
You know.
Becky attacks. Charlotte corpses while she's selling. So it's real nice. She's looking at the camera smiling. Like, that's good. Way to go.
Her tits are way too big now. I don't even like watching her. It's just all tits.
Well, at least they're fucking even.
That we know of.
That's fair. But yeah, Raw and SmackDown, just terrible, really. SmackDown was better, but still not good.
No.
In comparison.
And it's going to be better as long as it's 1 hour shorter.
Yeah. I mean, too, they did Asuka and Charlotte's a better match, and Bryan and Ali is a little more interesting, but so there's that. What else do we have to talk about? I watched MLW Fusion.
Yeah, that's Japan. Tell me about Roosh.
Yeah, Roosh took on Swan in the main event. Was pretty good. He picked up the win, and then LA Park, because they're building for Roosh in LA Park. How weird is that? That's going to happen in MLW.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's weird, and I don't want to be that guy, but I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, sure, LA Park. You know, LA Park's matches always go way too fucking long for old fuck, and he just gets tired and lazy. And rips his mask and bleeds. That's every LA Park match. And he doesn't even play the guitar very good no more. You know what I mean? Like the chair guitar, this doesn't, you know, you can tell he's an old man just by doing that.
Yeah. So they did something there to build for that, which I thought was, smart. Low Key comes out, cuts a promo. Filthy Tom attacks, Filthy Tom's got a fucking broken hand and shit, but he kind of stormed the building. You know, they were like early on, it was like, he's rumored to be coming here. Okay, halfway through the show, he is here. Holy shit. And at the end, he comes out and they brawl there. So that sets up Low Key, Filthy Tom also coming up next year, which, pretty good shit there. And I actually liked that match. I thought it was really good. But the show opened with a ladder match for the vacant middleweight title.
Yes. Yes. With Rich Swann 2.0.
What, Kota Brazil?
Yeah. Desmond Xavier. And who else?
Teddy Hart.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking killing it, eh?
Yeah. Hio del La Parca. So that's weird that LA Park's on here. And it's funny, too, because, Tony Schiavone doesn't really know what to call him. He's like, El Hio La Park. LA Park. He's like, I don't fucking know. He started calling him Ohio. Because this was live. This was their first live show. It was on Friday night.
That's funny.
I didn't see it until this morning on the YouTube. But it's a really good match. Teddy Hart wins. He is over as fuck down there.
Yeah. And man, everything he does is so crisp, because I watched him. I can't remember who he was in a match with last week. But man, he was just crisper than a motherfucker.
Yeah, he did a lot of good shit in this match. The ladder match was pretty rough. It was live, obviously unedited, and there's some rough spots in there trying to figure out, five dudes in there. And the other guy in there was, what the fuck was this dude's name? Gringo something? Gringo Loco? He's a big motherfucker. I don't know. Anyway. Dragon Lee and defeated DJ Z. That was a pretty good match too.
Yeah, I can see that. DJ Z.
Those are the matches.
Dragon Lee is one of my favorite, Lucha Libre wrestlers. Anyways.
Mm. Yeah, so they had those three matches. I thought all the matches were good. I thought the booking was logical, easy stories to follow. They also had this great thing with Brian Pillman. I guess he's kind of, I don't know if you watched this recently, but he's very like, he doesn't have to try to be awesome. He's just awesome. That's like his thing. So he's in this like room. He's like pulling this weight, and it's just one weight on it. And he's like ordering room service. He's like, I'm probably not going to tip, and all this shit. He gets the award for Rookie of the Year, and him and Teddy Hart, super funny together.
That's good, man. Like, in the Teddy Hart match I seen last week, you had Brian Pillman on the outside live streaming on Instagram, just being the most obnoxious jerk in the world. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I love the idea that they have the fucking Hart Foundation, too. Yeah. That's great, man.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Teddy Hart. A story of redemption.
It is. I definitely plan on picking up the Brian Pillman shit list t-shirt. I love that shirt. I think it's great.
Yeah. And every year people always ask, around Royal Rumble time coming up here, I was like, who's your, if you could pick one guy to like surprise entrant the Royal Rumble, who would it be? Every year, Teddy Hart, dude. Without a doubt.
It would be That's fantastic, my number one pick. Wouldn't it? It would be fantastic. Yeah.
I love that guy. So MLW, man, this show was live. Coming up in January, they've got that Battle Riot show again, which, dude, last year's Battle Riot was awesome. I love the mix of like Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank that they have going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, MLW is really approaching one of my favorite shows weekly. It really is.
Dude. Yeah, it's really good, man. And the show comes up on YouTube. It's definitely watch it. If you're sick of the shit, and I think most of you are sick of SmackDown and Raw, definitely check out MLW.
Yep. There's some good wrestling to be watched in just North America alone outside of the WWE landscape. MLW, in my opinion, being the forefront.
I would probably rather watch it than Impact, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously with the state of ROH now, I don't know if they're going to be able to continue the number two North American company, really.
Should be interesting to see where it goes, but that's good stuff. Japan had two shows as well.
Yes. The last two shows before Wrestle Kingdom, which is how, it's a great way to do it. What else are you going to tell in the weeks going up to a big match with all these fucking matches? The show is going to be show of the year, obviously. You take it as January 4th. They did do some good matches in last minute storytelling with Tanahashi and Ospreay and Kota Ibushi and Omega. And then the night before, or the next night, I believe, was headlined by Okada and Gato. So
yeah,
you had two matches, well worked matches. What really got me to want to watch that tag match, Jim, was when you posted that GIF of the production, and it's flawless. It really is. It's absolutely flawless. It's the best production in the world in wrestling today.
Dude, I fucking agreed. Yeah, I thought it was. It's like 10 seconds of a GIF of why their production is that in itself has better production than like anything WWE has done in like since Vince McMahon came up, Evil Eyes Over the Apron, probably
WrestleMania 19, I believe, right? Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Pretty sure it's WrestleMania 19.
But yeah, if you haven't seen it, for people who haven't seen it, it's tremendous. Ospreay lands and the camera goes, it zooms in on his face as he looks back over his shoulder. Then the camera is down low with Ibushi and Ospreay in the background. And Ibushi like notices, him. And it's fucking so good.
He's like, oh my God, what do I do now?
Yeah. That New Japan production is just great.
Next level. Shibata was another one that was really good at it with the subtle things where he just turn around and the camera would be right behind him. You get that look. They give the camera. It's just fantastic, man. Some of the guys over there just, and they go to WWE and they probably strip that from them, all that charisma.
I don't know. It's like, you imagine being cocky enough to like have a wrestling company and not look at that stuff and go like, wow, these guys actually are doing some really cool shit.
Yeah.
Maybe we should not change the camera 10 times per second and shake the camera around in the action, you know, zoom in all the wrong times.
It's true. There's no need. They think that they're making wrestling look more real by changing the camera so much. But in actuality, it's the last thing they're doing. They're just making people sick.
I can't take it, man. No. I honestly can hardly watch WWE at this point. The cameras just change. It's just fucking crazy, man. It's somebody like trying to make it seem like they're doing something when they're not really doing anything. Just leave it alone. Just put it on a good angle. Leave it.
Yep. No, this is so true.
God damn it.
Like they told more story in that GIF with no audio whatsoever than WWE has in weeks.
Yeah. Well, there you go. New Japan is awesome. And Wrestle Kingdom is an unbelievable, as far as cards go, is this not one of the best Wrestle Kingdom cards ever? I mean, it's just stacked.
It is stacked. Like, sure, Omega and Tanahashi, there's bigger main events to be had, but right now that one tells a great story. They have been doing the Tanahashi redemption angle all year long. There's no better way to send off this angle than having Tanahashi beat Omega, really, honestly. Right. And then you've got that waiting in the wings, Tanahashi and Okada, because Tanahashi has not been able to beat Okada for years. So you got, you know, Okada going in, and he could either A, take that title, but I feel like there's more to be told about the Okada angle and how he needs to rise up again. But you know, there's so many places you can go. I feel like the Wrestle Kingdom will have to be the end of the Omega run. It has to be, because you just cut your losses now. You didn't really do a great job building up that title run, but.
And like the thing, you got to give credit to their booking that everyone wanted Omega to get the belt. We got it. And now the booking has brought us all the way around to like, okay, now we're all ready for Tanahashi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. And then too, there's only so much you can do, especially with this All Elite Wrestling coming up. Kenny Omega's contract thing. You can't really push him hard going into the end of his contract. You just can't, especially when the uncertainty that he's going to even sign again.
So it's a predictable title change, or at least we expect it will be predictable, and no one has a problem with it. Like, no. WWE can't accomplish that shit.
No, it doesn't have to be a surprise. It just needs to be a good story. It doesn't matter if you things, see it coming.
You'll see it coming, but you don't want it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like Roman Reigns being champion again. It's like, oh yeah, I see that coming, but I don't really care for it. You know, Brock Lesnar's champion. I seen that coming. I don't really care for it.
Yeah, this card is fucking stacked, but we'll preview it more. We'll get into it before.
We got weeks and weeks.
Yeah, so we'll do that. What else was there? NXT I watched. I don't really remember much about it.
Breeze and Ricochet.
Oh, right.
It's crazy how Tyler Breeze can go to NXT and just be the man. And on Raw, he's nobody.
He's a star. He walks in, he's a star immediately.
Yeah, as soon as his music rings and says, oh, it's Tyler, right? Everybody knows, and they just lose their fucking mind, because that was a character that was done right in NXT and horribly, horribly fumbled on the main roster, like every character that they bring up.
Yeah. Not only do they not get dudes more over, they make them less over than they were. Every fucking one of them. Almost every single one of them.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's like, to do that, to be that inept is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that you can manage to accomplish that. You know?
No,
it's almost
true.
More impressive than if you manage to get them all more over. You know? He'd be like, I'm going to get all these people not over. Like, there's no way you can do that. Holy shit, they did it. You know, we're going to take Nakamura. We're going to fucking kill him. We're going to kill all these guys. Sanity, all these groups. Andrade.
That's another one. You know, Andrade seeing Almas is like, do you want to deter any Mexican star to come to the WWE? Because you've done it.
Right. Is he really good friends with Roosh?
Yes. Yeah. They were both a part of the original Los Ingobernables.
Yeah. Because it sounded like there was talk that, oh, they want Roosh really bad. First off,
they're not getting Roosh.
You're going to have to get him some pee to give you because his isn't going to work.
And he's also signed a contract with MLW. And Court Bauer ain't going to have none of that shit because he's already talked about how WWE tried to poach people at Wally Mania or something.
Oh, Garza.
Yeah, Garza. They took him. Yes. Garza left and never showed up.
Well, yeah, Garza no-showed some pre-tapes and shit to go fucking talk to WWE. Him and someone else. I forget who, but yeah, Court put him on blast, so that was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe Roosh won't go there because his friend is there and very unhappy.
Yeah, and as he should be. Because he could have been a fucking great addition to that show, and he's just been losing, disappear, gone forever.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, man. So
like, that's La Sombra guy, right? Like, it's fucking La Sombra.
Oh, wait, I don't know if did we mention the Jericho Naito brawl?
We didn't.
I didn't like it. I thought it should have been Jericho because Jericho starts going after him, yelling shit, you know, screaming stuff. And I thought it should have been fucking Tranquilo, man.
Of course.
It should have been.
Of course.
Whatever Jericho does, none of it affects him. He just sits there aloof, fucking face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like nose up and just sit there and fucking whatever. That would have been cool. But the brawl was like, okay, it's contrived. We've done this. We've seen Jericho do this. Right. I don't know. It didn't do much for me.
To me, it screams Jericho getting what he wants.
You dumb son of a bitch. Pretty awesome though.
I'm excited for the match. I don't expect it to be the best technical match of the night, but the story that they're going to tell in that match is going to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good story and you're going to enjoy it guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Same thing with Ospreay and Ibushi. That's just going to be tits. Like, somebody's going to die. I know last time I said that, Takahashi almost died.
Yeah.
But it could happen.
Take it back, motherfucker. Take it back.
Nobody's going to die. I'm sorry.
Everyone's going to have a great match and come out unharmed. I think that's about it, man. I don't. We've covered a ton of shit.
I think so. I think we've covered most of the world that wrestling has to offer.
Sorry, Impact. I don't know what to tell you.
So, yeah, I mean.
Tough week.
There was a lot of wrestling that back ended the week really hardcore.
Dude,
I hate the fact that Ring of Honor does Friday night pay-per-views. I think that's stupid.
I like them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I like them. I like Saturday pay-per-views, too. You know what I don't like? Sunday pay-per-views.
I don't know. I think I'm just conditioned to have my schedule open on Sundays.
I don't want to spend my last night before I have to go back to work doing that.
That's fair. I'm just scrolling through Twitter and I see PCO do a moonsault to the outside on top of the Kingdom.
Jesus.
Like, it's fucking retarded. You know what, man? I'm watching the Villain Enterprises thing. I'm down. If PCO is going to kill himself, I'm cool. Whatever. If he wants to kill himself, I'll watch him kill himself.
Fair enough, man. And later this evening, we've got WWE TLC. I suppose we should preview it.
I guess.
I don't really have much to say about this. Let's go. We'll do it faster. Fabulous Truth versus Militia. That's what they're calling these teams.
The other farce that is this is that the winners get the number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble. So,
yeah.
Either Jinder Mahal or R-Truth will be number 30 in the men's, or Alicia Fox and Carmella will be number 30 in the women's, a.k.a. ruins the Rumble because you know what number 30 is.
Yeah. It does fucking ruin it. Terrible. Although I did see some weird WWE stands. We're like, oh, Jinder Mahal, he'll be number 30. He'll win the Royal Rumble. He'll take on Lesnar and he'll win the belt. I saw this dude posted a thing like that.
You know what, man? If you never want me to watch WWE ever again, go for it.
Oh, man. Terrible. What else do we have here? Let's see.
Finn Balor and Drew McIntyre. A match that nobody cares about.
12 matches on this show, yeah, dude.
Let me, Jim, I thought that not watching weekly WWE television was going to make me want to watch the pay-per-views more. That's not true.
Yeah. Elias and Bobby Lashley, a guitar.
On a pole match. Let's fucking call it what it is. It's a fucking guitar on a pole match. Yeah. Just because it's hanging above the ring doesn't make it any fucking different. It's a guitar out of a fucking pole match. Vince Russo, I'm glad you got a job. Fuck.
Bro. It is. You nailed it, dude. Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking guitar out of a pole match.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Nobody. This is so fucking stupid. So fucking stupid.
I'm sure Elias
stupid.
Will go over.
Oh, of course.
McIntyre will. Dude, somebody was trying to say, like, if you think that Balor is going to beat McIntyre by any, you're fucking crazy.
You're letting your little man crush get in the way there if you think Balor's going to win this match.
Someone's like, oh, maybe the demon will show up and beat Drew McIntyre. If you think you could dress him up any fucking way you want, you put that motherfucker in a dress, he's going to win. It doesn't matter.
No, you can dress him up like Perry Saturn, and he's still going to beat that motherfucker.
You can have him wear one of his own dresses. It doesn't even matter.
He can wear a Lego suit of armor, and he's still not getting out of this match alive.
Holy shit. That's actually a pretty good idea. We'll explore that more later. The Bear taking on the New Day and the Usos. Triple threat. Tag team match. I'm sure this will be good.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun match for sure.
Do I care though?
No,
not really.
It's the same.
We've seen the Usos and New Day to death. We've seen all this shit to death.
Yeah,
I'm done.
No, it's true.
Natalya and Ruby Riott tables match. I'm sure Natalya wins
without a doubt. They, I don't know, man. The WWE and their heat machine.
Yeah, it's true, right? Yeah.
Now, Jim, are you excited for the Randy Orton Rey Mysterio chairs match?
No,
obviously not. It's a fucking chairs match. It's the stupidest idea for a match in the world.
These guys should be putting over young guys, not with each other. What does it accomplish? It accomplishes nothing at all, having Orton and Mysterio in 2018.
No, it doesn't. It does nothing.
Buddy all Murphy, right. Alexander, done to death already. Don't care.
It will be a good match. And you know what? That match should have been the TLC match, if you ask me. Because Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin as a TLC match, that's fucking stupid.
Dude, is Braun Strowman even going to fucking be there?
He's going to go there. He's going to power slam somebody and win, for sure.
It's going to be smoke and mirrors, dude. Yeah. There's no way that match actually takes place.
No, of course not.
Oh, my God. So many matches. Rollins and Ambrose Intercontinental Championship.
Don't care. At all. Not even a little bit.
No one does, dude. They've forever people are like, oh, that eventual Ambrose heel turn, that's gonna be awesome. No, it's not. Nope. They've fucking ruined it.
Nope. We make him a cartoony character that wears gas masks and gets needles in his bum. I seen somebody compare Dean Ambrose's heel turn to Daniel Bryan's heel turn, and it blew my fucking mind. And it's just like, you are an idiot. To believe that these two are the same.
Oh, fuck. God. Ronda Rousey, Nia Jax.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm sure Rousey retains, but who gives a fuck, honestly? Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, I'm sure will be a good match.
I hold out hope. It's one of the only matches I'm looking forward to.
A good, not great match, probably, because...
Yeah.
You know, they don't really do that sort of thing anymore. WWE.
No.
Styles definitely doesn't do that sort of thing lately.
No. I mean, you can't do Styles a style for 300 days a year either.
That's true.
So.
And other than that, what else do we have? Oh, the main event. What should be the fucking main event?
Yes, the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship TLC match. Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Asuka.
Yeah. You think that's main events? I feel like it has
to. It should. I don't think that... because I do believe this match is going to be a really good match, and the fans behind Becky Lynch, it's going to make, you know, it's going to tire them out. So if you put this on before Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and how slow I believe that match is going to start, it might hurt it. But then again, if Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles started out slow and then built like a Japanese style match, you could get the crowd back into it by the end.
That's fair. I feel like with their, you know, they already want to have women headline everything, so I'm sure it'll headline. It would headline even if it didn't deserve to, but it does deserve to, is my point.
Yeah, I get you. I believe it does.
But yeah, that's the card. I don't know, man. I don't think I'm going to watch. I mean, I don't want to waste the last 3 or 4 hours of my Sunday watching this live, honestly. I'm
not watching the whole thing live. I'll watch the couple matches tonight, and then I'll comb my way through the week.
I'll start about 2 hours into the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because, dude, why would you sit there and watch that? Not my fucking cup of tea. So, there you go. Can't say we didn't preview it. I think that's it. We'll do our Twitter shout-outs here.
There you
get
go.
Get the fuck out of here. You can retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout-out right here at the end of the show. Like Bad Motherfuckers, Webcast 411, Russell Devin McLean, Eric Turner, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Big Papa Totoro, Bobby Anthem from the Inhuman Experience Podcast with Bobby Blades. Check that show out everywhere podcasts are found. Jennifer Allen, Best Podcast Machine, Bobby Blades, hello. Michael Sopo, B-Swing 22, Late Drinkers Podcast, Red Leaf Retrocast, is on YouTube. Dom Homie, Lee Unwin, Glenn Schneider, Evil Evan, Bad Motherfucker, JC Sterling, Justin Miles, THT Wrestling Podcast. Check those guys out. Shaheen and Boxman. I saw CZW Cage of Death is floating around in the usual places, and I was going to watch it. But if you're into that shit, check it out, because Shaheen was there, and he is an expert of East Coast hardcore wrestling, CZW, all that shit. Dude knows what he's talking about. So check them out. Also, check out his artwork, nuclearheatgraphics.com. It's got all kinds of good shit there. Bruce Weaver, Mickey D's, cocksucker. I always fuck it up.
Cocksucker, you.
Wrestling's High Marks. Check those dudes out. Johnny Utah, Cody Hatch, Lance Levine from the Shootin' the Shiznit podcast. Check those dudes out. Federation, of course. Well Kept Unclean, Small Town Mentality, Caleb Morganfield, Infamous Chris Savage, EMZT Podcast Productions. Seems long this week. Blood and Black Rum, Big Body Sam, Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, Dustin G, TV and Film Throwbacks with D. Check that out. Movie Podcast. Let's Get Shitty Show, Balls Deep Network, and Mr. Klondike Bill. Holy shit.
I like how you left Klondike Bill at the end, because
piss in your face. Great. He was the first one to retweet. That's what that means.
Hey, there you go. If you're the first one to retweet, you get the piss in your face.
There it is. Well, we might as well end our show the same way that WWE ends their shows, by pissing in your face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I think that's it. You got anything else to add before we depart?
I don't think so. Again, still be nice to your servers on Christmas.
Yeah. And
this is all I got to say.
On that bombshell, it is time to end. So, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters are like to do. Now with the bandits, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors, open your mind to a freedom of thought. Cast. This revolution won't be the last. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution. Viva the revolution.
Cast is a loose of all people.